Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back here in WEEI Afternoons. This is going to sound like a backhanded compliment, but that was one of my more enjoyable chats with Adam Schefter. He had a little...
Oh, no, it was my favorite.
A little playful, a little giddy.
What do we credit that to? What's going on?
Playoffs.
That he would be that way.
Playoffs. Well, playoffs,
season's
coaching
over.
Time of year.
Oh, this is where he's...
Yeah.
Hey, can I just share this little factoid that I pulled up at the end of the Schefter interview but didn't get a chance to weave into our chat? NFL sees second highest regular season average viewership since 1988, up, ready for that? You thought the NFL was king last year? Viewership in 2025, up a whopping 10%.
Yeah. Okay.
So the America absolutely loved how wild this season and unpredictable it was.
Can we flush that out a little bit?
You going to hijack another Ted segment?
Dude, I can't.
You're in a mood.
I'm in a mood. Sorry. I'm
okay,
in a mood.
Let's go.
He's in a chef's mood.
Let's do it.
I'm in a
mood.
Out of your mind?
I'm in a mood.
Nine times out of ten, last thing I want to do is lead segments. But today,
let's go. Let's roll.
Get out of my way. That is interesting because what does that fly in the face of that we're always told that people, you need what?
Too many streaming services.
Well, stars.
I'm not setting this up.
Measuring sticks.
Well, dynasties.
Super teams.
Super teams. So there really wasn't – the super teams this year.
Parity
so
ruled the day.
Sam Darnold and Bo Nix are sitting at home as the one seeds.
Bad for football. Okay, is it? Because the ratings would sell you otherwise.
This I think this shoots down everything we just talked about, though. Like, people have bitched about, I'm not getting – you need seven streaming services to watch the NFL this weekend. Did people?
Oh, yeah, that breakdown of, like, it's going to cost you $10 million
well,
to
guess
watch.
What? Everybody's paying it and everybody's watching. Because what'd you say was up? How much?
NFL sees second highest regular season average viewership since 1988. 18.7 million average viewers per game. It's up 10% from last year.
10% is a lot when you're
did
already
the Did you think the NFL had room to grow by 10%?
No, you were already the fattest.
But what's okay, but hold on. You talk about streaming services.
Yep.
And you talk about the traditional network TV.
Yep.
Do they do the ratings the same for traditional networks that they do for streaming? Because
they're averaging all of these things in Ted. Let's just take some guesses around the room. Which network was the king?
CBS.
Correct. Sorry, Ted.
No, what's the final conclusion on that?
They averaged 21.25 million. Their 4 o'clock window games this year averaged this. It could have been a blowout. 26 million viewers. That means 1 out of 12 Americans was watching CBS every Sunday at 4 o'clock.
It wasn't because of CBS. It was because they just happened that they happened to be on the best games.
Like,
they determined before the season what network gets what games before the season starts.
Yeah. It's just luck. Yeah, the
more
luck of the draw. But they didn't have, they lost guys. Like, the Chiefs lost a little luster somewhere along the way. Joe Burrow was injured. Lamar
That's what I'm
was
saying.
Injured. Yeah.
So those games, they probably looked at the games before the season like, we're not getting very good games. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe we are, because the teams we thought were good were bad, and right. the teams we thought were bad
Drake
are
May's
be good.
Awesome. Drake right. May's a superstar.
Right. Quick question to the producer's box. Stiz, how many years in a row has Sunday Night Football been the most watched primetime television show?
I'll go 10.
15.
Wow.
Is that how long it's been around?
Basically.
That's insane.
Like, why spend all this money crafting some sort of drama, medical drama, procedural, movie of the week like we used to watch growing up, when all you've got to do is go, Tirico, Mike, here's a guy, and just put on Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. Yeah, that is.
Holy smokes.
I was certainly one of those people that thought, because all the different streaming services, I thought viewership would be down a little bit.
Same.
And you know what this is also a reason for? And I think we talked about this. I heard Goodell talk about it. He's going to renegotiate the contracts. Even though they're not their first out, technically, I think, is not till 2029.
Correct.
He said it's in the best interest of everybody involved to renegotiate. And if I'm one of the networks, I'm like, wait, why is it in my best interest to pay you more money for something that I already signed up for?
They can't break the contract.
Because you keep football, Andy. That's the thing. Then you keep football on your network. That's why it's good for you.
I mean, he's going to bully him. He's going to basically say, you don't have to, because the contract is the contract. But you're right, Dan. If you want it in the next contract, I think we should probably talk.
Well, wait. Are you ready for this, guys? Good comment from Monty Mack in the Twitch stream. The ratings increase is 1,000% because of gambling.
Is that true?
Ooh, that probably does.
Weren't
play
we all
a factor,
gambling last
for sure.
Year?
Yeah. But no, but it's not as prevalent as it is now. It is everywhere.
You can't go anywhere without talking to a friend. You know that like 20 years ago it was like your fantasy team, and it feels like we're almost post fantasy. It's all 3 and 5 leg parlays and live game betting. Good afternoon.
Well, Stanley, can I ask you guys a question? Do you think it has to do maybe with the other products not being as good? Are they on a down year? MLB, NBA?
No, because
they don't compete with
MLB. Sunday in the fall is football time, and they're just more people deciding to turn to football. Like, I don't think that has changed. The gambling is definitely a part of it.
I think the NBA conversation is kind of interesting. I feel like the NBA is going through a bit of a lull in terms of the quality of their product.
You know what?
Even though they're getting more exposure now, Dan, thanks to the NBC and ESPN move.
But, Dan, I think the NBA, no matter how – I think even in the best years, if the NBA was at its peak of talent and product,
Jordan,
it's not going to compete with – because nobody – cares about the NBA until after Christmas, and most of the season's over for football by Christmas.
Right.
So there's so many games in the NBA that people don't really start paying attention until midway through, and I think most of the football season's already over by then. So I think that's the biggest problem with the NBA is the calendar in which it plays.
I just think football's the most popular sport. Like, people like football the most. The numbers were out for the 4 playoff games. And they were all, I believe, averaged over 20 million for the college football playoff games. We're all above 20-something million viewers. Like, people like football.
So
people
really like football. Okay, so let's just quickly look at Sunday night then. What do we think Patriots-Chargers is going to draw? Because I think it's going to be something like 32, 33 million.
It'll be high. I don't know exactly how high. Ooh. That seems a little high to me.
30 million seems doable to me.
But it also seems high to me for you to tell me that they're averaging 20-whatever million per 4 o'clock game or whatever.
Yeah, and also Sunday Night Football was averaging 24, 25 million viewers, and they peaked at over 30.
I think it's going to be less. And I think it's because who's tuning in to watch the Chargers? Right, it's going to be mostly people in the Northeast or fans of
the Patriots. I just think people are going to watch it because it's in prime time Sunday playoff game.
All right,
and it's like, well, the Patriots are playing the Chargers. I'm going to go watch it. What else am I going to do with my Sunday night kind of thing?
Yeah.
They kind of own the day.
But Adam brought up a good question. Is the more interesting question I should have asked was, why is the Bears Packers game on Amazon and not on network? Because that's the biggest audience you would draw.
Bezos and a bag of cash right at the doorstep of 345 Park Ave.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You don't think they get like little side deals, little honey?
Oh, absolutely.
Little sweetener, little NIL.
Yeah, money talks. Yeah. And Dan Ball said that 26 million people for the wild card game last year.
The NBC standalone game, which was actually down from 35 because they had the Rams at the beginning of 2024.
You might be right, 35.
Oh, so 30 seems actually a good number. 30 is a good solid number for Sunday night. I don't know. I don't know where the number, because every time I think they can't get any bigger, the old Mark Cuban, hogs get fat, pigs get slaughtered, or whatever the saying is. That was so long ago, and they just keep getting fatter and fatter and fatter, and there's no sign of any slaughtering coming.
We can't get enough. They are just pushing the product on us, and we cannot get enough.
I'm sitting here thinking, is there going to be a time in which, say, 20 years from now, where players that are playing the game today are going to look back and go, oh, we were born at the wrong time? Because the salary cap, it's at 270 right now. 20 years from now, what if the salary cap's up to 500 million, 600
it will be.
Million?
It will be.
And that's where it's going.
It's why I've heard people say, are the Patriots, do they need to ferret away money to pay Drake May? No, the cap's going up. You're going to pay Drake May just like the Bills pay Josh Allen, just like the Chargers pay Justin Herbert. You're going to have to pay more because it's on the horizon. But then in a year after that, he'll fall to fifth in most paid. Mm-hmm. And then a year after that, he'll fall to 10th because the cap keeps going up and the next quarterback in line gets paid.
And don't you think the game last weekend, the Ravens-Steelers game, is the reason why football is king? Like, just the end of that game.
Yes.
Was so, like, I mean, I got people texting me, like, are you watching this game?
Awesome.
Like, it was.
And I'm not sure it was well played. It wasn't.
It's not great football.
It's the ultimate reality
entertainment.
TV.
And it's why a lot of you players hate kickers and the fact that everything comes down to the kickers doing or not doing their jobs. Yes, Dan Ball?
Ted, to take that a step further, I think it's the fact that you have that incredible ending, great reality, and then, oh my God, I have to wait a whole nother week before I can see that again.
Yeah.
You have great endings all across sports, but now I got
to
wait five more days before I can see that again.
See two kickers who never miss in a row.
Or just to see that kind of there's no instant gratification of, I can turn on the Red Sox the next day and maybe see it again.
And did you also see that meme that was out there that showed them lining up for the field goal and showed field goal good, Tomlin fired, either side of that, Harbaugh fired.
Like, there were NFL memes did that.
That's great.
Jobs on
great
the line.
Point, right?
And it's that's that juice, that buzz. And for some reason, we care. Like, we don't care as much when we watch the Reds play the Marlins. You know, like, it's just some out-of-market random game.
It's not Steelers-Ravens. It's 3 hours of car crashes hatred.
It's what was on the line for that game.
Oh, yeah.
Win or go home.
But I also don't
think it was a playoff game.
It was technically the first playoff game.
But I don't think I would care in baseball as much, even if a playoff was on the line.
You would not.
Just not the same juice.
Game 7.
No. Like, I'll watch it and I'll enjoy it.
Game 7 of the first round. You're right.
Game 7. All right. The World Series. Game 7 of the World Series is the outlier, because this year it was with the Pajes catch in the ninth. It was absolutely epic. That said, to go from blown coverage, Zay Flowers scores 2 minutes. Blown coverage, Calvin Austin scores 50 seconds left. Blown coverage, Ravens go down the field after the Boswell miss. And then to see, was it Groupie miss or whatever?
Loop.
Holy smokes. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't.
Groupie.
Yeah, I don't know.
Where's your head?
Places. But, like, you can't script. You cannot. It is the ultimate reality. You cannot script better theater.
Except like you had Allen and Mahomes. I feel like we get these a couple times every year.
13 mm-hmm. seconds. You'll never forget where you were when you watched that.
When the no pass interference call. There's
worst non-call
like
in the history of football.
We have multiple of these games in the NFL postseason, and it's not even just your team. And you care a lot. You're bitching about it because it's so enthralling and engaging. Yeah. Anyway, speaking of a lot on the line, Super Bowl or bust for your New England Patriots. Not just Sunday. Have they set themselves up as the 2 seed to be in a Super Bowl or bust situation? So what you're going to hear here is a certain member of this program who believes, indeed, Super Bowl or bust. And then we shared that thought with the quarterback of the Patriots, and his response was interesting. But what is the updated goal? Because Stiz asked me a question, and this may be a teaser to a 3-point stance.
It's not a question, it's a fact, Andy.
Is it Super Bowl or bust for your New England Patriots? So
well, they're competing for one now.
Well, you know, really compete for a championship. You got to be in the final four to consider yourself competing for a championship.
There's only one
opinion.
Trophy that matters around here.
Hardo Belichick Stiz is back. What would you say if somebody on the radio said it's Super Bowl or bust for the New England Patriots?
I think they can have their own opinion if somebody said that. You know, we're worried about, you know, each and every week and trying to go out there and beat the next opponent on our schedule. So I think Super Bowl or bust, I'm not really even sure what that term exactly means. I know a lot of people say it, but I think, you know, everybody in the NFL Super Bowl or bust at the beginning of the year, and it's whoever tries to make it.
How about
such
that?
Such a good answer.
You like
you know what
answer?
I mean? He just kind of just brushed it off. He does a good job of just you're set him up. Obviously, you want your partner to look bad. Right?
That answer was tell your nerd. Thank you, Ted. Tell your nerd behind the glass. I'm gonna give him a wedgie after school.
Can we just acknowledge though that he said I don't even know what that means, and then proceeded to answer the question about exactly what it means. That's the beauty of a Drake May answer, baby. He knows exactly what he's doing
and answered it like illicitly, as like like to a T as well. Like, I don't know what that means. Here's a perfectly elocuted answer.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy to make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
He literally said, I don't know what that means, but every year, every team starts thinking Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah.
Oh, so you do know what it means.
I don't know what it means, but here's what it means and why it's stupid. That was a masterclass.
But is there any truth to it?
Would have been funnier if you said that.
Because we're taking it to the next level. It's one thing to say the season becomes a failure because you lose in the first round.
How about divisional round or bust? That's what I would say.
Playoffs,
I think it's more.
Oh, for this team, yes.
For divisional round. I'm going to look at this. If they lose this game, I'll be very disappointed, almost look at it as a failure. I do.
And is that hinging on?
If they lose this game.
But is it the opponent? Like if Houston had been this opponent, things had played out differently, and Houston was the first game. Would that have, or is it just in general in your mind? This is a divisional round team. Get your ass there.
Context would matter because, say, a team, I don't know, it was a team that was kind of 500 without their best quarterback because he was hurt all season. And then he comes back
Bengals.
At the end of the season and lights it up. And all of a sudden you're playing a team with an elite quarterback who's got a lower C because he was injured for most of the season, like the Bengals, per se, if they got in, I'd be like, okay, well, that's different. So context would matter, but I think in this case, Herbert, to me, is not an elite quarterback, and this team is a dome team, and you are, I think, a better overall team. You should win this game, so I will look at – to validate what you did in the regular season, you have to at least win one playoff game.
And that's what Schefter said. He said, this has been a great – whoa, not great. Great means you won a playoff game.
Yeah.
To be a great
win.
Season.
Dude, we have stats on regular season, and then we look at Herbert. Oh, he's 0-2 in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like, we look at Lamar Jackson. Oh, my – but he's never been to the Super Bowl. So where you really define yourself in legacy begin and end is in the playoffs. So, this is important.
Drake May's
legacy. At
least
win one game.
Drake May's legacy begins being written on Sunday night.
Yeah.
And then through the postseason. Because the weird, he had a great regular season, MVP candidate. But if he loses, he's 0-1 in the playoffs. And then he has to win one to even be a 500 play, right? You got to win two to get above 500 then. You're chasing it.
Where is Ted's career? Where is everything associated with the first half of the double dynastic run if in Tom Brady's first playoff game, the call goes the way of not the NFL rule book, but Walt Coleman's judgment is like, yeah, of course that was a fumble. Game's over. Like, imagine that. Just like sometimes
everything changes.
These things hinge on one little sliding door.
And go ahead.
You appropriately said on the way in, I heard you say, it'll give fuel to the Cam Newtons of the world. But what Cam could say is like, okay, so is maybe the Chargers the best team they played all year? I know they beat the Bills. Yeah. The Bills are the best team. But the Chargers are probably the second best team. And so, and you lost to them. So, like, your whole season will be questioned because you lost to a team that maybe was the best team you played all season at the biggest moment of the season.
And then for Drake May, if you lose, you don't get the chance to make up for that for a full calendar year. Because you can have another great regular season. Well, you did that last year.
Yeah.
And then you lost to the Chargers. Yeah. So you actually have to wait till next January of 2027 mm-hmm. to have a chance to kind of buff up the legacy, take a step forward.
And you talk about kind of messages that Vrabel's been sending out all year. If you get beat physically, their mantra was being mm-hmm. – but they don't want to be front runners. Winning a lot of regular season games and then getting knocked out in the first round is the definition of a front runner.
Absolutely. So Super Bowl or bust is, I still think, is a little strong, but I get where you're going. We are in, and you brought – I think you said it around here. Right? Like, we're not in Jacksonville, right? We're not in Carolina.
And I just think, Andy, is there any team that you think this season that scare you? Like, oh, the Patriots win that.
No chance.
And can the Patriots, theoretically, can they win the Super Bowl this year?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You got to go through the door that's open at the time that it's open. Everything might not be the same next year. Drake May. The whole team seems to be firing on all cylinders this year. We had the schedule that we had that some people, you know, would say is easier. Next year, we saw the schedule not going to be the same as this year. So I just think, like, you got to get it while the getting's good. And this could be our year.
Imagine if Bill Belichick heard you talking this way.
You're the 2 seed at home. So you're set up to play lesser teams. You're playing the 7 seed, and you're at home. I didn't even know this till Schefter just said it. The Bills haven't won a road playoff game since 1992. If that doesn't tell you how important home field is in the playoffs,
don't kid yourself.
NFL.
It's not only are you hosting at home, so that gives you an advantage. You're hosting a warm weather team coming to the cold, and the Jags are hosting a cold weather team coming to the heat.
Although those
factors in.
Fitzy also had a sleep expert that said the West Coast team coming east actually benefits the 8 o'clock game because in their mind it's 4 o'clock. Did you know you're at your best from 4 to 7?
I had no idea.
I would have guessed,
Really? So we should should we move this show later and tell our candidates to start at
7?
Let's do 4 to 7 every day. I found that study fascinating.
There's something to it, too. I do.
You're worried about the Chargers?
I am more worried.
Because you saw that study.
I'm into that stuff. Yep. I'm into the external
biorhythms, baby.
Yeah. 617-779-7937. Is it Super Bowl or bust for the Patriots? Or at the very least, our legacy is going to be defined to some degree by what happens Sunday night at Gillette Stadium. Taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. Up next, we'll also talk to Ted Johnson. He's the only person in this room who's played in, any playoff games, his first playoff game. Do playoffs change things in the National Football League? Is it more physical, more intense, more pressure, more anxiety? Ted Johnson answers all of that next here on WEEI.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.